move right on to Senate Bill
153. Senate Bill 153 is also a bill that was heard before, and we were at a point with this one whereby we were in committee discussion and action. We'll open the testimony or the discussion at this time to Senate Bill 153.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Once again, this is a bill that I was and am proud to be on. It was the coalition's bill, which was the cost of living plus an additional 2%. But for the same reasons that I expanded on with Senate Bill 71, I would like to thank the chair for ruling me out of order. But it was a speech I had to make. But with that, I think we have some further business with Senate Bill 153.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Is there any other discussion on Senate Bill 153?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dugard.
I move to table Senate Bill 153.
Second. There's been a motion to table and a second to Senate Bill 153. It is a non-debatable motion. At this time, we will, those voting in favor of tabling will vote aye, those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Dugard.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Pettmacher.
No.
McIntyre.
No.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Rose.
No.
Four yeas, three nays.
Senate Bill 153 has been tabled on a 4-3 vote. Going back to Senate Bill 153, which has been tabled, but I believe, and Claire, if you will correct me, could we bring that off the table now for a pending amendment that we have, that the amendment could be put on, and that would take, what, a two-thirds vote of this committee? A majority vote of this committee to bring Senate Bill 153 off the table, and then the pending amendment we could put on and discuss and would then be able to act on that amendment on Thursday. Is that correct? Thank you, Claire, and thank you, Senator Olson. With that, I would entertain a motion at this time to bring Senate Bill 153 off the table.
So moved.
A move by Senator Ham, seconded by Senator Olson. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor vote aye. Those vote no. Secretary will call the roll.
Dugard.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Pettmacher.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
7 yeas, no nays.
Senate Bill 153 has been brought off the table. We'll open that bill now for further discussion and a pending amendment. Senator Hamp.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
as far as I'm concerned,
the proposed amendment that will be put on this bill will be for the purpose of good education in the state of South Dakota, and it will be arriving, I think, on Thursday.
Senator Ham, let me be of some assistance. Yes, I believe the amendment is there at your desk. Yes, would you care to share the amendment with us, and I will help you with that.
That would be nice. There's a proposed amendment before you on 153, and I would move the adoption of that amendment.
Thank you, Senator Ham. Would you pass the amendment out, and while I'm waiting then for a second?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Huttmacher.
My question would be germaneness. I agree with the amendment, but is it germane?
Let me look at that. I thought that it was dealing with education, not necessarily the formula, but I think with education being concerned there. I have in front of me now the amendment, and what this amendment does, before I take a second, is there has been an occasion, And many times we are not covered in statute when one of our departments is trying to, let's say, investigate or look into some problem situations. This would make it possible for the Professional Practices Commission to look into professional people that may not be operating as that commission requires. At the present time, if you are not a part of or a certified teacher, principal, or superintendent, and you would be in a position such as a CEO, that the individual could not be dealt with by our department. At this time, I would entertain a second. It has been moved by Senator Hamm, seconded by Senator Olson. It is open. I would, at this point, call on Secretary Christensen. Secretary Christensen, if you would come to the committee and give us a probably better explanation, and I apologize for the mix-up on this amendment for you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm not sure how we got here, but I think we're here. What this amendment does is deals with the situation we've had in South Dakota, and I would like to just, without getting into too much detail, kind of give you a generic flavor to the situation and why we've proposed this, or why the senators proposed this. Currently, to be an administrator or a superintendent in South Dakota, there is no requirement for any kind of certification of any sort. Anyone can do any of those jobs, legally do those jobs, as long as they can get hired. What this bill does is say that to be an administrator, superintendent, or a principal, you have to have some sort of certification, superintendent's endorsement, a principal's endorsement, or even a teacher's endorsement. And the reason for this proposal the way it is that currently, there are two commissions, professional commissions, commissions that establish codes of ethics for teachers and for administrators. They're staffed, the teacher group is staffed primarily by teachers, and the administrator group is staffed primarily by administrators, with some lay persons involved also. We have had some situations in this state where people have served in those capacities while things have not necessarily gone ethically the way the commission has felt they should go. But there is really no way to deal with that situation. If, for instance, currently a superintendent or an administrator in a building violates a code of ethics for whatever reason, and their peer group, their commission, determines after a fair hearing that there is a problem, that there is some sort of an issue with the person serving, they can, in fact, request that the certificate of that person be pulled. After another hearing or a review of the hearing that was held by the commission, the secretary may pull that certificate, either suspend it or revoke it. And I think we've had some discussions here earlier about that issue. But if you have no certificate, if you're not certified, what do you pull? What do you suspend? You have no tool to use. So one of the issues that comes before you on this bill is a way to deal with the code of ethics and with certification. I would also submit a second issue. And for a lot of administrators, I think I can say very sincerely that for many administrators, the issue of having some sort of a certificate is important, being recognized that I have accomplished something and have risen to a level where I've gotten some sort of an endorsement, that's something that's appealing to administrators in the most part. We've gone back and looked, and as near as we can tell, for instance, in the superintendency, school districts don't just go out and hire somebody. They hire somebody who has an education background. They really, truly do. And so consequently, we have in the state of South Dakota, as far as we know, only one superintendent who does not have a certificate of a superintendency, principal, or teacher, or who has had one who had chose not to renew it, which is specifically the situation we're involved with in some of the areas where we have some problems, frankly. They've just let their thing lapse and said, oh, I don't have a certificate. sorry, you have no effect on me. As a commission, you can't do anything about it because I'm not endorsed by you. I have no endorsement. So I guess in conclusion, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I urge your support of this bill. It's kind of a compromise a little bit between where it used to be prior to 95 and where it is currently. It does allow for people that exist in the field right now to stay on, but at the same time, it also gives the commissions, the administrator commission and the teacher commission, some options with regard to looking at how things are going. And I must say, while you know we tend to look at laws and rules for problem areas, that is really a minority. I mean, it truly is. You know, 99.9% of what goes on is extremely ethical, and people work really hard and do a very fine job. But the problems come up when once in a great while there is a problem and communities become upset, and it's hugely disrupting. We have had some of those. So I urge your support. If there's questions I can answer, I will. I appreciate the chairman's working with us on this.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dugard.
Why doesn't, if this case arises and there's some ethical problems, why doesn't the school board deal with that?
Very good question. When a school board hires someone, they are not always viewing it in the same light as the community or some a group of professional people that are in the field. And so what you end up with, I served on the teacher commission a century ago, and almost always when we heard cases, it was where work had been done at the local level and it simply wasn't resolved. Typically, it was parents that were involved in it, and they would bring it to the commission, and it was almost always ugly, and it was where there was the beginnings of a real divide, or the divide had already occurred, and generally, school boards where there's a problem will, in fact, take action. But when the school board doesn't want to, and the community does, or there is an ethical violation, then there are those kinds of issues. It would be a parallel, similar kind of thing to what the bar does or other professional organizations that have established a code of ethics kind of thing in terms of how they deal with those sorts of issues. You know, and the short answer to your question is that there is a disagreement between what the board wants, what they view, and what the community views is typically where the disagreement occurs.
Any further questions of Secretary Christensen? Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I view this as shutting the barn door after the horse is out, but instead of doing this, why don't we just go back to certification for superintendents and principals as we had before?
Mr. Chairman, that's a possibility. The difficulty with that, though, is we have a whole lot of folks that wouldn't be able to be superintendents then. And I don't think we want to do that. I think this is kind of a middle ground between the two that deals with the problem. It allows people that are in the field to be there. It does provide for some certification, and it still gives school districts flexibility. One of the school board members, for instance, I visited with in a school district said, we have some really fine people in our school district, but we're a long ways from a lot of places, and a lot of folks don't want to live here. And I want to have the option to be able to hire a really good principal in my building to be the superintendent. This gives them that option. If I have to have a superintendent endorsement, then I got it's a lot tougher for me. So I think that's the issue it's getting at.
Jay Christensen, to be a principal, they must have a principal certificate. Is that correct?
No. Currently, they don't need a principal certificate.
I see.
Currently, to be a principal or a superintendent, there's no requirement at all.
Kind of reminds me then of working at a bank. You know, you become a vice president. You can be a teacher and be a principal, and you could be a superintendent. And Senator Huttmacher, I guess I just recall a few years ago in 95, you'd remember when we made a lot of the changes. I know there was a time in my life where when we got into the business aspect of education, it got so large that probably more important to the superintendent being prepared to be a businessman, to run that financial thing. Today, I think we're probably looking at a lot of business managers taking over, and we're looking to our administrators again to become the leaders of education, as I refer to, rather than the innovative financing that we're faced with many times. Any further questions of Secretary Christensen. Yeah, Senator Wilson.
Maybe just a little editorial note to kind of get at Senator Huttmacher's issue. I remember former Representative George Mortimer. He was a rural kind of rancher guy and rural postman. And they had a podiatrist bill on the floor of the House. And, of course, you know those health issues when you want to change the scope and practice. But Representative Mortimer made the comment about the podiatrist. He said, you know, we keep going down this path. Pretty soon we're going to be stringing them up by the feet and doing brain surgery. And, you know, I understand, you know, Secretary Christensen, you know, the importance of, you know, I've always had the opinion, you know, I always take an interest but never touch the principle. You know, it is an issue, and that's why we've fallen back to the middle ground. But I guess my point being that we need to go back to the overall, you know, malaise that we're in.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Any further questions of Secretary Christensen? Hearing none, what I'm doing at this time is taking proponents, and if some of you are prepared to be opponents, I certainly will entertain that. We will not take a vote on this issue today, but rather we'll take the testimony and we'll close on that then on Thursday. Are there any other proponents of the bill as it has been amended?
I'm Dan Dryden, business manager in Rapid City, and I'm also on the Professional Administrators Practices Commission. I'm not sure if I'm a proponent or opponent at this point. I wasn't aware of this bill. To a little background, we currently have a case before the commission that a situation, a superintendent is a CEO, not a certified superintendent, and there is a discussion, been to court, currently in court, over do we have jurisdiction or don't we in this situation. The commission is working on amending the administrative rules to the point where we would have jurisdiction and authority over employees that do not have the certification that are CEOs. We have not had a chance to bring that before the State Board of Education for administrative rule changes, but the commission has, we've spent a lot of time on this talking about how we can amend our rules to address this situation, and we have not talked about this particular bill, whether this is the solution or not. It certainly would be a solution to that, but I'm not, like I say, I'm not speaking on behalf of the commission at this point because we have not discussed this solution. So I'm not necessarily a proponent or an opponent at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Dryden. I have been led to believe that this particular germane amendment would be solving that particular problem that is out there right now, and I don't know if the one you refer to is the same one that I have been told about, but hopefully this would solve that problem. Are there any questions of Mr. Dryden? So I would guess, Mr. Dryden, you're probably in favor.
It would certainly solve it, but I can't speak on behalf of the commission because we haven't discussed it. So,
okay. Thank you. Any questions? Yes, Senator Olson.
Well, Dan, it would appear to me, though, that if we would pass this germane amendment, that it would direct, it would be very clear to direct to you as you change your rules or adopt new rules that you would have, you know, that authority.
If I read this right, and like I say, I haven't had a chance to study it, and if I read this right, there wouldn't be such a thing as a CEO in a superintendent's position. It'd be a certified superintendent. That's the way I read it, but I don't know. Like I say, maybe I don't read it that way. Maybe I'm not.
I don't think so.
It's not that. Okay. Yeah.
I've been led to believe that it would just need a certificate to be a certified teacher, a principal, or a superintendent, and the teacher could then be a CEO. The important thing, I think, is this, is that the people that are in that position do have a relationship to education and have some education background. I think that's basically what we're trying to do, to get them under the umbrella of this particular commission for the professional practices would have jurisdiction.
Okay.
And I know that this has been supported at this point, has been supported, and we may hear, we may not, by the school administrators.
Okay.
So thank you. Any further questions of Mr. Dryden? Hearing none, thank you. Any other proponents of Senate Bill 153 as amended? Welcome, Ms. Johnson.
Good morning, Chairman Bros and committee members. In 1995, when the legislature in its wisdom threw out a bunch of rules and regulations regarding education, my association was very concerned about the fact that you said administrators don't need to be certified. We felt that was a step backwards, and we were not pleased with that decision. And there was a comment made that if the town barber wants to serve as the superintendent, so be it. Well, the school boards, in their wisdom, I don't believe, have hired any barbers to run the schools. And we know, and I believe, with the exception of one person serving as a superintendent, all of the people that are listed as CEOs do have education experience, either as a teacher or as a principal, and they have moved up into those positions. We have long had a foundation principle that we want all administrators to be certified. So I am here in support of this bill. We believe it's a step in the right direction. But I also am here testifying in favor with sadness that it was a disciplinary action that required or prompted this to come into being. I'm here in support of it for the right reasons, which is that we want certified people to be in the education leadership leadership positions. So I would ask you to favorably consider this hoghouse bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Would you identify yourself, please, for our...
I'm sorry, Christy Johnson, Executive Director of the School Administrators Association.
Thank you for your support. Any questions of Ms. Johnson? Hearing none, thank you. Any further proponents of 153? Any further proponents?
Elaine Roberts with the South Dakota Education Association. This is not a real comfortable place to be because this hoghouse doesn't do anything to address the funding needs of the schools. It completely guts the bill. So you folks still have to figure out how to deal with that issue. We support the concept in this bill, in this hoghouse, but it doesn't go far enough. You know, in 1995, we threw out all the rules. And now we're finding there are some unintended consequences of those rules and having some difficulty, in fact, in dealing with some of the issues. Unfortunately, we're not here to say, you know, we really want to restore some things because we're interested in quality in our schools in terms of how all folks are prepared for the positions they hold in the schools. You know, teachers are prepared to be teachers, administrators. I mean, there's additional work to be an administrator, additional work beyond that to be a superintendent. So we're here because there have been a couple problems around the state. And we're dealing with a negative issue as opposed to a positive issue. So again, we would support the concept of the hoghouse, but remind you that you have not addressed the funding issues for the schools across the state.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts. Are there any questions? Hearing none, are there any proponents of Senate Bill 153 as amended? Any proponents? Seeing none, we'll then move to the opponents of the amended Senate bill. Any opponents? Seeing none, at this time then we'll close to committee discussion and the action will be delayed until Thursday, And I believe the discussion then on the bill, we will save to that as you look at the amendment and possibly get some input, whatever. So at this point, then, I would defer to Senate Bill 153 as amended to Thursday. The amendment has been, okay, we will adopt the amendment before we go on. Those in favor, yes, Senator Hutmacher.
Just a comment. I would hope that the definition of germane stays the same throughout the year. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
I think the senator can feel comfortable that I have tried to be very, very consistent and will continue to be so to this extent. Senator Hamm, you had a discussion.
Yes, I do, Mr. Chairman. Yeah. I apologize, and I don't know what else to say, but thanks for getting me out of the hole anyway.
Well, there was a community effort, I think, that we were able to do that. At this time, though, we will need to adopt that amendment, and all those in favor will say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted on Senate Bill 153, which we will discuss and act on in our next meeting on Thursday.